Welcome to a Stain Gang podcast as we visit with Ryan Spence about Midwestern State women's soccer. And the women's soccer team continues to play terrific soccer. They're 6-1-0 to start the season. We had a chance to see them at Stain Park on Saturday, and they defeated UT Tyler in come-from-behind fashion 2-1 after going on the road and beating Lubbock Christian by that same 2-1 score. This week, the Mustangs are on the road to take on Texas Women's, and then they'll be home Saturday at 4 o'clock. And we want to see you at Stain Park. It's Angelo State will be visiting the Mustangs. And let's go back to the road trip at Lubbock and getting that road win. That was a pretty good win for Midwestern State.
Yeah, it was a team that was kind of doing a little bit of everything. They're winning, tying, losing. So they're kind of just trying to get a feel for what they wanted. And I think that first half, I thought we played really well. I mean, if you watched, we were watching some film with some with goalkeeping stuff and saw them pushing the 5-second forward button to see when it gets to the goalkeeper, and the ball was in the front half for almost, you know, probably 37 to 38 minutes of that first half. Of course, we give up the goal, but I mean, the goal was a mistake we had, and then they pounced on it. So it was a good result at the end of the day, because I mean, they go and they beat St. Ed's at St. Ed's the following game. So,
and you were coming off a loss.
Yep.
To quickly get that taste out of your mouth, yeah, and get a win on the road and get another goal from Madison Brinkley and another goal from Nixley Munoz, who got, I believe that's her second game-winning goal of the season.
Yeah, they're always good to get goals, but they're also good to get game-winning goals because that means we're winning games. So that's, yes, that's a positive.
Yeah, the game-winning goal can be a bit of a misleading stat sometimes, but it's a pretty nice stat to have nonetheless. Yeah,
you never want to score the first goal and then we get scored on, because then that goal doesn't make
a goal. Sounds like a guy who might have experienced that.
Oh, I would get a goal, yeah, and I would never have a game-winning goal. I had one in my life, one.
And then you come home, and I've had several people who were at the game and a couple who watched on Flow Sports say that that was a really entertaining match with UT Tyler, and that it was an exciting match, and we're seeing a lot of that from Midwestern State women's soccer now.
Yeah, that match was pretty even. I think it could have gone either way. And of course, I think the name of the game is just being better in the attacking third in the box than the other team. I think that on that day, and I think we do have talent that can finish balls. It's not just one person. You know, we've got 3-4 girls who can get in there then and score goals. Like when we had 4 goals this weekend and all 4 different players. It's just the game was physical. It was good. It literally could have gone either way. But at the end of the day, I think towards the end of the game, we did better at what we wanted than maybe they were wanting the last 15-20 minutes.
And the only goal you conceded in that game did not come in the run of play. They got a PK.
Yeah, I hate getting scored on. we're going on this trend of giving up one goal.
Well, I don't think you've given up more than one goal in a match,
nope,
though, have you?
No. Nope. So we've got, I think, just one. I mean, seven. We got 6 wins and 1 shutout.
And one
so
clean sheet, yeah.
That's really that's a thing we're kind of harping on, because if we score 2 goals, we're gonna win. I mean, that's just kind of what it's shown.
That's what the math says.
But yeah, you're not always gonna score 2 goals. So we just gotta be better defending, not give up that goal.
And then I'm guessing Lexi Beck felt pretty good after the game on Saturday, getting a goal and an assist on a beautiful corner at the end, setting up Cassidy Savoy for her 4th goal, and that, I believe that was her second game winning goal of the season.
Yeah, we called that game the old woman game.
I bet they love that.
Them two haven't scored a goal together. So them two, the old ones got in and got it done.
Could we call it the veteran game?
That works. That's fine. But yeah, it was funny. She came down the hallway actually a couple hours ago, and I was like, yeah, it's old school game, and the old women scored that one, and she started laughing.
It's funny because we had mentioned when Lexi scored the goal that tied that game 1-1 that she tends to score in bunches for you. So it wasn't that surprising that she got a chance to set up a goal at least.
Yeah, she'll get her assists for sure. I mean, that's one thing she'll get. She'll probably have to work a little harder for her goals now with the fact that, you know, we have a little bit more options than maybe just her in the past
Brinkley's beating her to the punch.
Yep, go do something, Lexi. You know, just kind of create something out of nothing. She doesn't have to have that stress on her. And she's only playing, I think, around 60. I think she played 62 minutes the other game, which is good.
And she's comfortable with that?
Oh, I'm sure she'd rather play more. but when you look at the big picture, like we talked about, it's like she's better playing a little bit less minutes. Now her 60, 65 minutes are really strong, where she's not playing 75, 80 of kind of like okay, trying to find the game for 10 or 15 minutes. She's getting her rest, and then she's actually getting out there and being a little bit more explosive.
Which also speaks to the depth you have on your team now.
Yeah, I think the attack depth is much better than what it's maybe in the past. When maybe we have one or two girls rotating. I mean, we've got between two strikers and the attacking mid, probably five girls that are kind of rotating in, and they're all other than Brinkley, they're all kind of they've already been here. I mean, she's the only new one in that five we've got, so I think that's a big positive. But yeah, just again, we're still trying to figure out combinations and minutes and what fits each game. So it's yeah, trial and error.
And Brinkley's starting to get more and more attention from the opponents.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, this is why I probably said this last week, is why sometimes it's nice graduating high school early. She had her month and a half, 2 months in the spring of really trying to figure out, like, hey, this is big girl ball now. I mean, she got tackled in a Tarleton game and kind of was looking at the refs and like, that's not a foul. So we've had to really kind of get in there, and she's loves the contact now and using it to her advantage. And I mean, she is fast. So she didn't get an assist for that Knicks goal against Lubbock Christian, but if you see it, she gets the ball 10 yards in her half and she explodes like a bullet out of a gun and gets us a corner kick that led to the goal. So again, creating something at nothing. So that's, again, Lexi did a lot of that last year. Cass did some of it as well, but now it's not relying on two people. It's a
multiple. Yeah, sometimes in soccer specifically, the statistics don't tell the whole story. Mm-mm. A lot of times you're involved in setting up goals and you don't necessarily get a stat out of it.
Yeah, Lexi's getting in there. She's getting her thing. Same thing with Cass. I don't think she's gotten as much in the last couple games, but she's you know, she got game-winning goal this weekend, putting herself in where she needs to be, and good cross and goal.
You were talking about Brinkley lacking the physicality. Is it fair to say that you've got a team that kind of embraces the physicality of a match?
Last year, yes. This year, I think even more. And I don't think it's necessarily where it's like we're going out there to do it. Lilia, Besadin.
But you're not shying away from it either.
No, I think that's the one thing we like. A Tyler game was going to be physical. You know, watching their prior games, they are a team that want to try to get a little rough with you. I think we matched it, and maybe I think that's the one area maybe we one-upped them in that field. And I think centrally we did some good things with air balls. Lily, I don't think, lost a header the whole entire game. She played 90 minutes. When you have a player doing that dirty work defensively, it saves legs and it allows us to attack more. And so I think that's what kind of our aim has been, make them go long.
And you have been attacking more this year. If we just compare this year to last year, it seems like you're attacking more.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more of a three-headed, four-headed monster. So hopefully we, again, it goes, I'm a defender, so it's just if we can keep shutouts, these games will be a little less stressful for all of us.
You're going to be stressed out. If you're up 5-0, you're still going to be stressed out.
It doesn't matter. Stress is going to be there if you win or lose.
And it would be nice to be up 5-0 against Texas Women's, but that's probably not reality.
Nope, it's not. But if we do, it'd be great. but they're a good team. They don't get they gave up an 0-2 goals the other day, but they haven't been giving up many goals. They're always good defensively, and they've got a couple of players that can hurt you if you get lazy and don't track back. So they'll be a good team. And they just came off a loss, so that's never necessarily an easy team to play.
And then you saw them in the postseason last year, and it seems like you're kind of developing a little bit of a rivalry with TWU. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's always a bit. I mean, it's just we recruit the same.
Which makes sense.
We recruit a lot of the same players. He's a good coach. He gets them riled up. He's very energetic. The girls are they fight. It's always hard to play at their place. It's always a bit of, I say nasty, but between – I mean, it's just the girls know how important it is to play Texas Women's, and it's a big game.
And these players know each other.
Yep, a lot of them do. You'll see they'll hug each other after the game. It's like, I didn't know you knew her.
Yeah.
Club
soccer makes interesting dynamic out of games where teams are in the same geographical area.
Yep.
And after Texas Women's, you come home, you play Angelo State. These are two teams you saw last year in big games at the end of the year. And Angelo State, we know they're going to be a tough team in a 4 o'clock game here Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be a little warm. I mean, they're built probably a little similar to us. They've got size in areas that you know, where we have size. They did, I think, pretty good in the set piece defending against Texas Women's, and I think that's what kept them on the front foot going forward. So, that game will be a physical battle as well, and I think it's going to be just who comes down to who's going to be good on set pieces and who's going to do the dirty work.
Is there a particular focal point right now where you're at with your team? Is there something in training that you're spending a lot of time on, an area where you still see, even though you've got a great record, we still need to improve in this area?
The big thing is just the energy of practice. When you train in the mornings, you know, today and tomorrow we'll be training at 6 a.m. It's just energy, and that's kind of all we preach a lot. Is it's like you got to be humble. Win or lose, you got to understand where things are, and you just got to have a good warm-up. Like, that's one thing we say. It's just have a good warm-up. Have the mentality there. Like this morning, we did a bit of 11s, and our, say, second string, but girls trying to fight for playing time, they did really well. And they kind of took it to the girls who've been playing a lot. They took it to them for about 12 minutes. So that's what you want. And you normally don't have that. So that's the positive, hopefully.
Well, good luck in the midweek match against TWU. And then we'll see you back at Stang Park Saturday against Angelo State. We'll have that game for you. In fact, both games will be live on Flow Sports.
Doubleheader.
And it's a doubleheader on Saturday. The women get it started at 4, followed by the men at 7. So make your plans to be at Stang Park Saturday for a late lunch or an early dinner, whichever you prefer. Ryan, thanks for your time. Thanks for being with us on the Stang Gang Podcast. And thanks for listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. We'll see you at Stang Park. I'm Pete Stein. So long.